For the writer Raymond Carver, a date in his life has major significance. It was the day he stopped being a drunk.
I actually quit drinking on June 2nd, 1977.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Carver is acclaimed for his short stories and poems. His latest collection is called Cathedral, published by Knopf. And he's also out with a book of essays, poems, and stories called Fires. Now in his mid-40s, Carver recalls that the booze took hold when he was living in California 10 years ago.
I began to drink too much, and suddenly from being truly a social drinker, I got into the alcohol and I went off like a rocket, I guess, because I became a full-fledged alcoholic in no time at all, it seems.
There were blackouts and outrageous behavior. His marriage of 24 years collapsed. Carver says he had thrown in the towel. He hit rock bottom shortly after the publication of his first collection of stories. Will you please be quiet, please?
From June of 76 until February or March of 77, I was hospitalized three times with the drinking. It was serious. I didn't think I would ever write again. I didn't think I would get off the booze.
But he sought help, and he overcame the habit.
My first life came to an end in 1977. I'm now in my second life.
Carver began that second life with no family, no car, no job, and a $500 loan. But he was sober. He met the poet Tess Gallagher, with whom he is now living, and he landed a teaching job at Syracuse. A recipient of the Mildred and Harold Strauss Living Award, Carver is being paid a tax-free income of $35,000 a year to do nothing but write. His new collection of stories, Cathedral, is in the bookstores, and he is planning his first novel. A further look at Oregon-born Raymond Carver, next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Although in his mid-40s, Raymond Carver is a relatively new voice in American letters. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Now out with a new collection of short stories, Cathedral, Carver's career was disrupted by alcohol. Born in Oregon, Carver grew up in eastern Washington, where his father worked in a lumber mill.
I've been a displaced person since I was 19 years old, when my wife and I and the children moved to California. I spent most of my time in the West, up until my late 20s, but I really don't have any firm sense of roots.
Carver moved his young family into a house his wife's mother had purchased so he could live there rent-free. That was near Chico, California.
I was working nights in a drugstore in Chico, and I enrolled as a full-time student at Chico State College when I was 19, and it coincided with John Gardner's arrival there to teach.
Carver signed up for Gardner's creative writing course.
I'd never met anyone like him. I'd never met anyone like him then, and never met anyone like him since. It was a fortuitous meeting, and without question it had changed my life.
Gardner himself went on to write such important fiction as Grendel and the Sunlight Dialogues until he was killed in a motorcycle accident. Carver says much of what he learned from Gardner did not bear fruit until years later. In his 30s, Carver found himself working as a textbook editor in Palo Alto, California.
I had published some stories and some poems, but I had not then published a book. But I had done a number of other jobs in the meanwhile. Worked as a delivery man and worked as a janitor.
But he landed teaching jobs and, in spite of heavy drinking, managed to publish his first collection of stories, Will You Please Be Quiet, Please? A final look at Raymond Carver, author of Cathedral, next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer and poet Raymond Carver, along with fellow writer Cynthia Ozick, are recipients of the Mildred and Harold Strauss Living Award. They each received $35,000 tax-free for 5 years, says Carver.
The only stipulation of the award was that I'd not have any regular employment, such as teaching, anything to give me a paycheck from some other source. Anything I earn from my writing is absolutely fine.
So Carver, whose new collection of short stories is called Cathedral, had to give up his teaching post at Syracuse University. He continues to stay in Syracuse, however, where he's living with poet Tess Gallagher. Carver's writing is spare, lean, with no wasted language.
I write the stories very quickly. I don't think I've ever spent longer than 2 days actually writing the first draft of a story.
But that's only the beginning.
I might write 40 pages in one sitting, as it were. But when the story is finally finished after numerous revisions, it is usually about half that.
Carver firmly believes in polishing.
I'd rather rewrite a story than write the story. I'd love to rewrite. I'd love to take a piece of prose that I've written and turn it around and put it to the typewriter again and take things out. But I also put some things back in.
His stories almost always take place in nameless blue-collar towns with quietly desperate people, many with drinking and marital problems not unlike his own. But Carver says his new book, Cathedral, shows a changing perspective.
Some of these newer stories in the book are reflecting changes in my own life. Perhaps I'm in my middle years here, I'm becoming more optimistic.
Writer Raymond Carver, he is now planning his first novel. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.